So my eldest is 16, and we haven't crossed this bridge to any extent yet, but a lot of her girlfriends are starting to have their wisdom teeth taken out. And again, I knew I was going to be talking to you, so I was like, I'll just ask her opinion about this, because what is the deal? Like, obviously, I'm aware that we are in many ways physiologically devolving over generations, like our jaws, the distance of the size of our cranium, right? So, and the distance between our eyes, things like that. So is it the case that there's just not room for these teeth and they need to be yanked out immediately? Because I also have, a girlfriend who has older kids who just went through a little bit of discomfort and kept their teeth, kept their wisdom teeth. And it was just like not a thing. So is this just a belief field that, exists in conventional dentistry, that the moment you have discomfort in the back of your mouth, it's time to yank them out and hope for the best?
Yeah, I think it's kind of swung that way, where we're at this place now where a lot of the time, if you mention to your dentist that you're having pain in the area of your wisdom teeth, they will recommend that they just come out. And to your point of our jaw and overall size of our skulls being smaller, I do agree, and I would agree, and there's lots of evidence to show that we have skeletally devolved. So our jaws are smaller, both upper and lower jaw. Our faces are generally narrower. Our skeletal structure is not as dense as it once was, especially in the head and neck region. I mean, that would kind of affect everything as well. But there's lots of evidence showing skeletal changes in the head and neck over generations. And so we are at a place now where we don't have room for all of the teeth that we're supposed to have in our mouth to come into our mouth. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the solution is we just start ripping out teeth or pulling out teeth. I now am really passionate about this idea of, skeletal manipulation. And I mean that in the best way possible, meaning that our tongue is actually so important. And this is, for anyone who has children and is seeing maybe concerning breathing changes, speech changes, and even just skeletal development or a lack thereof in their kids, to focus on the tongue, because our tongue is like this super scaffold for the rest of our head. Meaning that if our tongue is properly positioned in our mouth against our hard palate, everything just kind of nicely develops around it. So our lower jaw develops around it. Our upper jaw develops around it. There's a symmetry to that. Our cheekbones tend to be more pronounced and higher because there's this upward pressure of our tongue. We have nice full arches for all of our teeth to come in. So because our diet, especially in the Western world, where we have so much access to processed soft foods, which don't do us any favors, I think focusing really intentionally on building up our musculature, and this can be done, it's harder, but it can be done even in teenagers and adults. So the younger you start focusing on these things, kind of like anything in health and medicine, the easier it is, but it's not to say that it's not worth doing if you're older. But practicing strengthening our tongues and intentionally eating. So really chewing well, like counting how many times you chew your food. I say chew your food 15 times, which sounds like a lot. But if you start counting it and doing it, it just becomes a thing that you do. It's just how you chew your food. And when you implement these things where you're actually building up the musculature in your face, in your mouth, you can influence the bone, because the bone develops with the help of all of the muscles and the fascia around it. So if you have really tense, constricted musculature and fascia in your head and in your jaw, that gets translated into the bone. So it all becomes more constricted. And yeah, we lose room for things like our teeth. But if we loosen that up, if we create room, if we create laxity in the muscles and the fascia, and we intentionally focus on building out symmetry and building out, you know, quite frankly, what is objectively considered a more beautiful face, we then have more room for things like, you know, which teeth are supposed to go where, maybe eliminate the need for dental appliances. Maybe we breathe better. Maybe we eat and swallow better. All of these things go hand in hand with being really intentional about our head and our neck and our jaws. And the pandemic of, you know, a constricted skeletal system is a real thing, but it's also something that has developed over time and really as a result of the convenience of a modern society, which in many ways is not doing us any favors. And if we recognize that and start to revert some of these bad habits that we've, so to speak, developed over the years and generationally, we can also, you know, as you said, you start implementing some of these things and you regain some of the function and structure of your jaw. And, you know, maybe your wisdom teeth don't come up into the perfect position, but you just leave them where they are, and they're there and they're functional, and they're, you know, as we talked about, related to other parts of your body. So, you know, you leave them where they are, and then you don't end up having a heart disease issue in the future because you've manipulated this area of your body that really didn't need it.